Similar to other respiratory illnesses, the symptoms of COVID-19 may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, along with aches and pains, nasal congestion, runny nose, sore throat, and diarrhea. Older persons seem to be more likely to experience severe respiratory symptoms and complications. To improve this situation, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, has recently published guidance on the clinical application of high-sensitivity troponin assays in the early rule-out of acute myocardial infarction that include blood samples taken at the patient's presentation to the emergency department and a second sample 3 hours later. Recently approved in the UK to reduce the frequency of VOCs, Adakveo, crizanlizumab, is an important part of the Novartis commitment to reimagine medicine for individuals living with the disease. Novartis is also exploring other ways to target processes involved in sickle cell disease. In this troubling time, Pfizer is committed to doing all we can to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many companies, including Pfizer, are working to develop antiviral therapies to help infected patients fight this emerging virus. Pfizer is working to advance our own potential antiviral therapies and is engaged with BioNTech on a potential mRNA coronavirus vaccine. We are committed to work as one team across the industry to harness our scientific expertise, technical skills, and manufacturing capabilities to combat this evolving crisis. Megan, how frequently do you eat red meat?
I mean, almost every day.
Honestly, that's quite a lot. And it could explain why your ferritin levels are so high. It might be time to cut back.